Hello everyone, welcome to Speakin Podcast. My name is Ehfaz, Chief Business Officer at Speakin. Speakin is Asia's largest digital learning platform for professional learning via one-on-one coaching and group learning session. Today it's my honor and privilege to be joined by Adeline Thier. Thank you so much, Adeline, for taking out time. And today we are going to discuss the importance of having and embracing a reinvent
mindset.
Before that, let me give a brief introduction about Adeline. Adeline Thier is an accomplished business leader, coach, author with an extensive experience in marketing, leadership, and brand management. She specializes in helping startup and scale up in Asia grow their business and navigate challenges. As a leadership and reinvent coach, Adeline empowers business leaders to embrace a reinvent mindset for their future success. She has written a book, Reinvent 4.0, Your Key to Unlock Success and Thrive in Uncertainty, that showcases her dedication to continuous learning and agility in the face of disruption. Adeline's expertise make her a valuable resource for leaders navigating the ever-changing business landscape.
So thank you so much, Adeline, for being here and being with us. I'm sure your insights will help our listeners to gain some different perspective about the topic that we are going to discuss today.
Thank you, Anfas. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, so I'll probably bring in some questions for you. Probably let's start from the book that you have written, Reinvent 4.0. So can you tell us a bit more about what this book is all about and what's the significance of the reinvent mindset in today's business landscape?
Right, thanks. Okay, let me give you some context about the book. Reinvent is written in the context of Industrial Revolution 4.0, hence 4.0, which is exactly where we are now. Industrial Revolution 4.0 is actually the fusion of technology. We are seeing generative AI, which is impacting how we work, live, and play. 5G as well, enabling new experiences. We have IoT, AR, VR, which is transforming, you know, tourism industry, and blockchain, all coming together at a different speed. So a key message in my book is about change is no longer constant, it is exponential. In fact, when I published a book last year, not many people could agree with it that change is exponential, but I think this year by now, we could all agree that change is exponential, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, just look at ChatGPT, they reached 100 million monthly active users in 2 months, and TikTok took 9 months. Instagram took 30 months. So this is why, you know, change the context of this reinvent 4.0 is about how we navigate the exponential change with a reinvent mindset.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I think change is the only constant, and it's painful though at times, you know, especially I think it's more about, we all know that change is important, but how do leaders kind of embrace change and, you know, have this reinvent mindset in this current digital, because it's constantly changing, as in to what extent, and how do they tune themselves that they're ready for this kind of a change?
Yeah, so reinvent is actually an acronym. I have positioned it as reinvent is not a destination, reinventing from moving something to another, but is actually a mindset shift. The acronym reinvent, let me just go through with you the key traits. R stands for risk-taking mindset. Organizations and our leaders need to take strategic risks, right? And entrepreneurial thinking. As employees, we no longer need to think about how hard, are not paid based on how hard we work, but on how hard we are to replace. So we need to think like an entrepreneur. EI is inclusiveness. We are working in a multi-generational workforce. Technology has enabled remote working across borders. So we need to be inclusive. And N stands for noticeable, which is personal branding within the organization and outside. V is vulnerability, which is the basic for building a psychologically safe environment for organizations to thrive. And E is empathy. N stands for networking. And T, transdisciplinary learning. So I've encapsulated it into an acronym, right? That's what reinvent stands for. Mm. and maybe just give you a story about organizations who failed to reinvent. Look at Kodak and Fujifilm. That is a story of a stellar reinvention. During the 1970s, photography business was badly infected by the price of silver. Price jumped 10 times from US $5 to $50 per ounce, an essential ingredient in photo processing. Fortunately, the price plummeted in 1980s and Kodak went on as business as usual. But the Fujifilm CEO did not forget about the incident. So when Sony launched digital camera, Fuji started building digital studios. By 2003, Fujifilm actually had 4,000 studios. Kodak had fewer than 100. But soon they discovered that ingredients used in film development could also be used in beauty. So with that, they tested and they launched Estalift, a cosmetic brand. So by 2020, Fujifilm reported revenues of over $22 billion. Global healthcare contributing to 22% of that. So this is a stellar showcase of reinvention, building additional revenue streams in beauty and even in healthcare that actually avoid them from being disrupted.
All right. So my next question, Adeline, is on the challenges side of it. So we know it's challenging to kind of reinvent, but how do on the adoption part, you know, how do leaders kind of overcome all the challenges? As in, can you put out some instances where you personally worked with some leaders in the industry? What do you suggest on that?
But I mean, this is drawing from our own experience as well. As in organizations, very often leaders are caught up on the running of the day-to-day activities because we need to account to shareholders, right? Having that discipline and determination to craft out time to think of the future is important. Even if it's within the organization, developing a new division to just focus on that is important, right? Not just focusing on today, but focusing on the business for tomorrow. And I think a big challenge that organizations face is also the mindset shift. Whether is it amongst the leaders, it always starts with the leaders, but it goes through the line as well, down the hierarchy, where employees need to embrace that mindset of ability to embrace new learning, new journey. I mean, reinvention is not a destination, it's a journey of, I would call, multiple versions upgrades. We are so used to mobile upgrades, right? Versions upgrades. So now here we are talking about, individual at a range of individual level and organizational level, we need to constantly upgrade ourselves.
While you're talking about upgrade and mobile upgrade, I just got a notification on my laptop. I need to upgrade my iOS. All right, great. So Adeline, tell us something about, like, what are the, if you can encapsulate in that form, that what are the three ways or how leaders can encourage or create a culture of continuous reinvention. Like you said, reinvent is not the destination, it's a journey in itself. So what do organizations or leaders do to kind of set up that kind of a culture at an organization level? Because I think at some level, leaders do understand this, that constant change is needed, but it's the implementation of that change and building that culture across the organization is what the real, I think, task is. So how do leaders kind of build that culture in the organization?
I would summarize it into three key areas. One is encouraging, building a psychological safe environment for employees. That means being inclusive, having more empathy, ensuring that everyone's voice is being heard, right? And it is safe. There's no judgment at all. And, giving the people the permission to experiment. The other key trait would be embracing a beginner's mindset. We do not know what we do not know, right? It's important to continue at the individual level, organization level, and leaders level, to continue to learn and to explore new opportunities beyond just the domain of expertise, not being complacent. And the third one, I would say, introducing a culture of experimentations, celebrating failures, not failures for sake, but celebrating failures that leads to learnings. I think that's important, right? We need to, I've worked for startups before, and I have seen how important it is when we have a experimentation culture where we acknowledge, we have the courage to take some risk and to constantly test and learn and evolve and get better.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Any specific skills that leaders need to work upon, as in, while I know skill set is something which we are constantly upgrading, do you believe it's a skill set game or it's a mindset shift that is needed over there?
I would see that it's more a mindset shift. We all talk about growth mindset. I mean, yeah, it's still important. The growth mindset is about reframing of challenging circumstances, right? There's no such thing as failures, but learning experiences. But when I talk about reinvent, it is a whole mindset shift towards a paradigm shift, right? Each of them stands for something. Are you prepared to take strategic risk? Do you think like an entrepreneur? So each of these eight traits or dimensions actually presents actionable insights for individuals, for leaders to take actions to get better, to prepare them to navigate the uncertainty ahead. So in the light of that, I've actually developed an agility assessment that's based on these eight dimensions that I just mentioned to test future ready are leaders. So the key takeaway actually for my book is to embrace a mindset of permanent reinvention to be indestructible.
Lovely. Lovely to hear thoughts on that. I have one last question, Adeline. It's specifically on why would, you know, organizations today need to adopt to reinvent?
In fact, at this time when change is exponential, organizations are fearful of being disrupted and they need to evolve quickly, right, to prevent themselves from being disrupted. So for organizations looking to build a more resilient culture to drive innovation, or leaders or organizations who want their leaders to level up their adaptability to drive change within organizations. And this is where embracing that reinvent mindset is important.
Thank you so much. Thank you for adding value to our speaking podcast, Adeline.